Brian, you won last year. This year wasn't your day, but that's cycling. How'd it go out there?
Well, it definitely wasn't my day today, but I have to tell you, the bigger story here is how incredibly massive the field was and how big this event was. Belgian Waffle Ride was off the hook last year, and somehow they managed to like click that up three gears. Super big event, amazing. I didn't have the legs today, but I will tell you that what I love about this event is it's a crucible for us to test ourselves, and I got to decompose about it, figure out what went wrong, recalibrate, and come back next year.
So, what? How many have you done now?
This is number three.
So each year, has it gotten faster and harder, and like, what's like the evolution been like since you've done it?
Well, the first year I was in the top 10, and I had a crash and then rode back from way back, and it was such a solo effort, right? It was just man on man, right? And whereas this, like, the group stayed together a lot longer because there's such a high quality field, so much talent that. When I got into difficulty, there's no closing that gap because it was so big. But to see where it's come from and where it is now it's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
So this is the first year that it's actually been the same course as the previous year. What is there a certain section that maybe was hit a little harder this year, like earlier on? Or is it just like, where was it kind of different this year from last since you can actually compare courses?
Well, I will tell you, a couple of people had said to me, oh, well, it's the same course, you know, what's it going to be like? And I will tell you, the rain and the intense rain we've had in Southern California has made the course totally different. There was a bunch of sand this year, and I can tell you, we were balls out in these sections going so hard, and then all of a sudden we'd come into the sand and literally, like, blew your feet off of the pedals, trying to keep it all going, like, It was a bit of a little bike rodeo, and the bike was the bull, and I was hanging on for 8 seconds. But it was an amazing course. You would never know it was the same course from it. Like, I don't think anybody had an advantage. Maybe you knew what was going on, but the Sandy Bandy was so much different. Black Canyon was fast. Like, it was just super hard race, totally different. I don't think even with the same course, I don't think the athletes feel it. Like, it's the dirt makes it so much different. It has a different characteristic all its own.
So how'd it feel? Obviously, you've done big races. You've raced with World Tour teams.
Yeah.
So, you know, you kind of, like, you know, when you're a continental guy racing the World Tour guys, you know, you kind of know you're kind of, you know, down on the pecking order. You're kind of towards the back of the group. But, like, Stetno's here, World Tour guy, and you're, like, going, you know, blow for blow with him. And, like, how does that feel to, like, have him there? And, you know, does it change the dynamic more? Like, do you look at him differently than having a big team, like, when he has those guys? Like, how's that?
Well, it's so much of what makes – this event amazing is it's like man on man. So when you have someone like Stetna that can ride, and he just rides, he puts it down, you got to have the watts. And so all those guys, and there was a lot of great guys, it wasn't just him, there was a lot of really good bike riders. And so, I mean, Ted was riding amazing. There's a lot of great bike riders today, and so it definitely changed the vibe because guys were ready to throw down watts really early.
All right, well, hey, get your rest next year. Get it again.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Allie Tatrick, this is the first time I've seen you, so I have no idea how you did out there. So did you win?
Absolutely not.
You got a beer in your hand. You're winning right now.
It's actually tequila, so it's even better. Happy Cinco de Mayonnaise.
Yeah, hashtag.
Hashtag.
All right, how was it? You got tequila in your hand, so like we said, you're winning.
I am winning because I have tequila in my hand, and I might have had a beer on course.
Only one?
It might have shotgun a few more. So it was a good day, felt pretty good, went out pretty hot. It was a fast start, ended up in a pretty big pile up in some sand pit out there. Then I was like, okay, needed a little moment to myself, regroup, catch back on, chase, feeling still pretty good, crashed again. And then I said, you know what, there's a party bus that is calling me and I am just going to have a good day now. So here I am having a great day at Belgian Waffle Ride.
So overall, it was fast, you crashed, you had beers, tequilas. I mean, this sounds like it's like your ideal day.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much, you know, those shows that's like your dream date, you know, like a dating show. I feel like, yes, this would be it. Belgian Waffle Ride is the dream date.
So what number was this for you?
This is my third.
Okay, so I feel like every year it gets a little different. It's harder from what I hear, more people here. Like, what are your thoughts on today compared to last time, the time before?
I think the conditions were much different this year. You know, the start with the course is, let's say, the same, give or take, right? I don't know. I felt like it was the same.
Yeah, this year was actually the same as last for the first
time. Yeah, but I thought it was much sandier this year, which some of those descents, which I never had a problem on this year, I mean, I just saw bike carnage, you know? People are just flying, you know, but sliding around. It was like, I pretty much feel like it was like a beach vacation today. It was so sandy, you know? I'm like, you know, they told me to come to Belgian Waffle Ride and do like gravel, but I felt like I was just riding at the beach all day. So give me some tequila and margaritas, and hey, we're Margaritaville now.
All right, well, I'd say you still won today. So much appreciated. Hey, speaking of getting famous, Dave Zabriskie comes here to get famous. Did you get famous today?
I got pretty famous.
I mean, you kind of went viral last night.
Yeah, that usually happens, dude. You ever heard of Jerry Springer?
Who dat?
It's my early days of fame.
So, how was BWR, DZ?
It's a valued race. Almost got a result until I had what's called a mechanical in the biz. The my cleat was coming loose. Total shit show. Had to, you know, tighten it up.
Did you not have custom carbon shoes?
My custom carbons, they're up in my attic, actually. I do have them, but they've been retired. Everything got retired, along with my motivation.
But hey, how about your cramping today? How was that?
It was Eric motherfucking Zabel. Motherfucker one time points at me in a tunnel. It's all rainy and shit. Like, you can't even see, and he just points where he wants to go. I'm like, no, you can't do that. Go away. Now here we are, years later, in America. He's about to get his, just kidding. All right, see you later.
Pete, took home the W.
Barely.
How's that beer taste?
It's so good, you know, and like I told you before, beer is my second passion, and so I got my IPA, I'm happy, set me up for Cali well.
So that's a win-win day for you.
It is, but barely. I had to go, I dug the bottom of the barrel, man. I don't know how I'm gonna even pack the bike tonight. I think my wife is gonna have to learn how to pack a bike. Like, yeah.
So, was it, like, going into this, what did you expect and what did it end up being?
I expected, and I was correct in the vibe of the event. It was fun, it was communal, everyone was out there to rip. There was a lot of pressure to keep the pace up, and everyone was looking at me, of course, you know, being, you know, the World Tour guy here. That's a lot of U.S. races are like that, though. But I was in a dark spot in like 2 hours to go. I was cramping up real bad. I had done a lot of work, and I was really struggling. And then I thought it was over. That young action guy and Ted King were putting the screws to me, and luckily I was able to like take down enough fluids and recuperate. And the support was awesome. I mean, there was always the moto with the gels and the bottles and all that. So it was actually, it was a great race, and I treated it, like I told you before, as a full-on goal race. You know, Trek was really interested in the burgeoning gravel scene, and I took this seriously. This was a goal race for me too, because, you know, a lot of my World Tour racing is being that mountain domestique for guys like Richie and Bauke. So, you know, I got a race in the front and race to win today. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's an up and coming US race or if it's a World Tour race. Like, when you get the chance to race for the W, you take it with both hands.
So since this was like totally brand new for you, this whole vibe and experience, what impressed you out there, either from a rider or, you know, the course, or like, you know, this is totally different from what you're used to?
And, you know, the road pulling out all those road closures in busy SoCal is
not bad for San Diego.
It was impressive, man. I was blown away. You know, that was awesome. The quality of U.S. cycling is really coming up. Those guys can hammer. I was really impressed. And just the style of this event is definitely unique. You know, those sectors, they took all the bike handling skills I had, and sometimes I even was closing my eyes and just holding on, you know. And I came through lucky. I didn't have any mechanicals, you know. Like I said, Trek took it seriously. They wanted me to do well here, They told me what they thought was the best equipment choice for the day, and it ended up working. So
awesome. So we're also here with Marshall from Cycling Tips Media. What'd you think?
Yeah, man, I'd say echo what Peter here had to say. It was this morning, like those first few miles where the people were just so amped, and you just kind of laugh about it. Like it was just so the SoCal vibe of roadies, and like people were just jacked. And yeah, it stayed like that all day. People were smashing all day. I rode with the women's leader, Sarah, what's her last name? I don't know, but she was extremely impressive. So shouts out to her.
So what do you guys think from a media standpoint? Obviously, you guys cover all the top races and X, Y, and Z. So what do you think of like these style events popping up and actually gaining some traction, pulling Setna out here to come do them?
I think if you look at like what was happening in bike racing today, like especially in the U.S., you have to look at this and like there's so much talent at this race today that there it would be fun to for people that weren't here to see what was happening. Like this was a legitimate event. You know, it's come from this kind of ragtag, I don't know, ragtag, but just, yeah, it was
underground.
Yeah, underground event. This thing is no longer, this is mainstream. The fact that everyone's eyes are on it is, that shows.
You know, and to say something about like being underground, it is, the gravel world is still so new and fresh. And, it was kind of funny today, like the first 11 miles were supposed to be neutral and there was an attack 2K into the race, full on. And I was just like, and the lead car didn't, they were cool with it. And I was like, okay, like this is, I guess the rules are more guidelines really. Like, this is how we're going. This is a whole new frontier.
Yeah. All right, well, hey, let's head to the podium, get you guys some more beers.
Yeah, thanks.
Cool. All right, cheers, guys.
All right, second place, Eddie Anderson. We didn't even really know you were coming, and you kind of came here and just crushed it. What's that all about?
Yeah, I was here with my teammate Liam, and I think both of us are super happy to be here. It's such an awesome event. I didn't know I was coming until maybe a month and a half ago, so it was not last minute, but like it was an event that I've always I've wanted to do for about a year now after my roommate did it last year, and JJ, it definitely has lived up to the hype. I will definitely say that.
So like real quickly before we get cut off by the podium for the women's coming up, I mean, was it just full gas carnage, like throwing blows out there? I mean, you're out there for quite a while.
Yeah.
How was it?
I think all of the above. It's definitely a long day on the bike, so it's just a war of attrition, and everyone's kind of getting worn out throughout the day. But yeah, avoiding punctures, staying upright, all that is so important out there today.
Speaking of that, did you have any issues today?
Yeah, actually, right in the very first single track section, got a flat tire, and lucky to have such a great teammate like Liam, because we did a really quick wheel change. He helped me try and calm me down a little bit, and was back on track before I knew it. So yeah, it was awesome to have him out there to help with that. So without Liam, would not be up on the podium today.
Awesome. Well, so what's up next for you?
Tour of California on Sunday. So yeah, hopefully can recover week before that. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, good luck, and we'll see you at Cali.
Thanks. Thank you.
Can I get this jersey?
All right, we are standing here with the Belgian waffle champ in the women's category with a big check in her hand, Sarah Sturm. How was your day?
It was awesome now that it's done.
I don't know. You look all chipper. You look like you're fine. Like, you should do another lap.
Yeah, I actually don't feel that bad. I think I ate enough food out there and I drink enough water. It helps winning.
Winning helps.
Yeah, totally. You have like all the endorphins from crossing the line. I had no idea I was going to win, but it's sweet.
So, is this your first BWR?
Yes.
So, what were you expecting, or did you have any ideas of what to expect, and then kind of how did it play out for you?
I would have liked to say I was super prepared and I watched all the videos, but I wasn't. I did ask a couple people who had ridden it before. I thought it was a full-on gravel race.
Oh, you're being summoned back up.
Oh, shoot.
To be continued.
I hope I have no other
guests. Okay, part two, because you got pulled to the podium again. Yeah. Like, you cannot get away from the podium. I don't even know what we were talking about, but how was it? Like, how did it kind of play out there? Let's hear that.
Yeah, sure. So we had, like, a pretty intense, quote, neutral rollout. I guess California has a different definition of neutral. It was really fast, and people were attacking, and I just wanted to get out of there. So we hit the dirt, and I was definitely a little more comfortable on the dirt, so I just kind of, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know who was in front of me. I just was trying to ride my own race. And then when I hit the big climb through Black Canyon, I was feeling pretty good. So I stopped for a banana and some chain lube. And I gave her. And then when we came back down Black Canyon, I was like, man, I haven't seen any other ladies. Either I'm not doing very well, but I feel pretty good. So I wonder if I'm winning. And I caught a teammate and was asking him if he had seen other ladies. And he was like, nope, I'm pretty sure you're in the lead. Sit in. And it was just, I just kept in my mind that they were like 2 minutes behind me the whole day, which is like not a super great mentality to have. But I guess it kind of worked because it just kept me sharp. Like I was just trying to keep it super smooth and kind of slower on the descents. I really, really didn't want to flat. And I didn't, which was super lucky. And I didn't crash, probably just because I was going kind of slow on the descents. But yeah, it was a great day. It really was a great day out there. The riding out here is really fun. And there's a lot of people, which is entertaining. So you're never alone.
So how do you feel like the overall, like, let's say, I don't know, maybe post-race, pre-race, even like the vibe of the event, like while you're out there, like just how does this feel compared to like what you've maybe normally done before?
Yeah, this is my jam. I have always said I kind of feel like I fit in better with mountain bikers. And I've kind of stepped away from racing mountain bikes. I just really like riding mountain bikes. But I race cyclocross, and this is definitely a lot more fun venue than a cross race. Like, I love cross racing, but this is just all of it in one. Like, there's a lot of cool people. I mean, you get waffles, you get beer, everyone's stoked. There's like a lot of great energy. There's a ton of people here. There's never people at bike races, and there's a ton of people here, and it makes it super fun. It's great.
All right, so what's up next for you?
Next will be Lost and Found. It's a 100-mile gravel race in Northern California. Yeah, that's next for me.
So how are you cashing your big check? How's that gonna work out? Is it gonna be like the Happy Gilmore moment where you're like, I'll just take one of those big ones?
Exactly. Actually, I don't really know like what I'm gonna do with it because I have to fly home, and you never want to be the douchebag with the giant check on the plane.
I mean, I think you've earned that though. It says first on it, and there's some big money out there.
Yeah, totally. Tons of money. Maybe it'll inspire someone to race women's cycling because they're like, whoa, you get a lot of money.
All right, well, hey, I know you've got like a line of interviews too because yellow jersey winner with a big check. So thank you again. Thanks for coming out, and awesome job.
Thank you.
Post BWR with the Envy crew. Was it worth it, Jake?
It's always worth it. You're on your bike all day with nothing else to worry about except for not crashing.
Neil, I thought you were going to win, but you let him out, so that was good.
Oh, I won, John. I won. Finished number 8, so that was like what I came for.
Yeah, you're part of a select few, right?
Yeah, I need to start sabotaging some people so I can be the only one and then stop doing these.
How many sabotages do you have to do?
I think maybe just one or two.
Oh, we got this covered.
Yeah, it would be easy.
Jake, you sell some wheels out there while you're riding with people? You're like pointing at their wheel like, you know what? Actually, you're doing this yesterday to me. Like, or no, that was you, Neil. You'd be up front if you had different wheels.
No, I mean, everybody I saw walking or with a flat tire, I just made sure and shamed them into wanting to own Envy because I said, did you see me ride that rock garden? I don't know if you noticed this, but I have air in my tires still. So, it's a winning strategy, just riding wheels that don't get flat tires.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to start buying some Envy stock after this now. Neil, so you've done every single one of these. Oh, it's public. This is live stream. We're live streaming right now. Is this
off the record?
How is the 8th one compared to 7, 6? Like, is it growing, not numbers wise? Obviously it's growing numbers, but like, how do you see this just moving up each year?
Yeah, man. I mean, the depth of this one is insane. Just each year it continues from year one. It's like each year it just has grown, and numbers wise, yes, but also just like, as more riders, more elite level riders hear about it, they want to be a part of it. And now this year just like really stepped up when you have World Tour riders out here. It just shows, and they don't need to be out here. Like their teams are not asking them to be here. So it just shows that like they want to be here. They know that the prestige that comes with winning BWR. So yeah, I think, you know, having Peter Stetna out here and win is kind of a feather in the cap for the event.
So especially at the continental level, you know, obviously they're sending guys out, you know, there's Hincapie riders out here, there was the new Jelly Belly team guys that were out here,
Wilderness.
Yeah, so when do we start seeing like a full continental team with team cars? I mean, I think that's kind of where it's almost heading.
I think it's heading there. I think we're still a ways. I think we're still a ways from that. There's a couple of factors that limit that. Yeah, I don't know. You might not want to use this, but
and it's off the record. Don't worry.
Yeah, you're totally right. It's going there, and it's what the racers want, and really, it's what the sponsors want. Because when you can talk about the equipment that your athletes are on in a different way than just than what you can do with road racing, like, it really opens up the conversation, and it presents the product to a different group of people than they're already hitting. So it's going to be there. Give it a few more years and you're going to have full teams, I think.
Yeah, I'm just curious. It goes from like a team goes, all right, yeah, let's get one or two of our guys out there for X, Y, and Z sponsor, to like, it's on the schedule and we're going to show up.
Yeah, I think honestly with like Trek Segafredo, they're already going that route. Before this, I talked to, you know, one of the team managers, just picking my brain about BWR and tire setup, equipment, just because these teams, they don't even know what they're really getting into. The riders don't know what they're getting into, but they know that it's valuable and they want to be out here.
Always a pleasure, Neil. Jake, not so much, but hey.
It's always a pleasure, John.
Bye. You know what I really? Dave Santos.
What's up?
You didn't win, but how'd you do?
I finished. Isn't that a winner?
So is that where we're at now? Actually, in our cycling career? Is that just
first? It used to be if you're not first, then you're the worst. Or you're the last.
But, so where does that change from when you're done racing to where now you just want to have fun?
Now I just, all you want to do is just drink beer. And I was drinking beer on the course. And once that whole thing went out the window, it's just like, all right, now just have fun and ride. Do the short route.
So what do you think of like BWR now, like these events kind of popping up and getting big? I mean, obviously when you were racing, you know, seriously a few years back, this wasn't really much of a thing yet.
Yeah.
And it's totally changed now.
Dude, it's changed a ton. I think it's great, to be honest. It kind of adds a different dynamic from like the standard race scene, which can turn a lot of people off. And this, in, you know, having an event like this not only brings racers together, it brings people that just want to come out for the experience. They want to finish. They want like the beers afterwards, the foods, the festival. Like, that doesn't happen on the normal, like, or normal race scene that we would always do. So I think it's, you know, hopefully the future continues with like these fun events, especially like what you do is Fanatic Stampede. And I feel like in the long run, I feel, you know, providing a good experience for all the users is something that, you know, will get more and more people involved.
All right, well, next year I want to see more beers out of you, maybe less miles.
Yeah, deal. Works for me.